Good morning, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude. We're here till 5 a.m. It is Monday. My dad will be calling in to tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And, yeah, you can text or call us at 312-981-7200. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Okay. We also, before my dad calls in and tells a joke, we're going to go down a list of some jokes that only smart people will get. I was just reading through a couple of them, Dan. Yeah. There were a couple on there I didn't understand at all.
Yeah, there are a couple that are like, what?
Yep. We'll see. We'll see how people react to it. But there were a few on there I was like, I don't understand. I mean, a bunch of them I got.
Right.
You know, but like, there were at least two or three where I was like, huh? What?
Yeah, the one about the speeding, I was like,
yeah.
One more time?
just prove how dumb we are. All right. I have here some real places that are actually drive-through businesses, drive-through services and drive-through businesses. And some of them are very strange. Now, my question is, and we talked about this before, do the payday loan places that look like they're still Checkers, can you drive through to get a loan in those places?
I don't think so.
No, you actually have to.
I think I've seen they're kind of like blocked off or whatever.
They blocked off the drive-through part?
Yeah. Or at least the window so you can't, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a window now.
Because I always thought it was hilarious that they wouldn't change. I don't know how many closed down Checkers burger places there were that didn't bother to change the facade and just became loan places.
I mean, I think they should have taken advantage. And done like quick drive-through loans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be accepted in 30 seconds or whatever.
Yeah. Well, when you hear some of these drive-through services, Esmeralda, that doesn't sound crazy at all. The first one is a Little White Wedding Chapel in Vegas. With wedding packages starting at $75 plus the cost of a marriage license, a Little White Wedding Chapel is known mostly for its Tunnel of Love drive-through. Since 1951, the Las Vegas Chapel has been the prime site for quickie weddings, including ones of notable celebrities such as Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward got married in the drive-through? And they were married for like 50 years. Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow, Britney Spears and Jason Allen Alexander. They even have an on-site Elvis impersonator. God, you remember when Britney Spears got married to that dude? Was that not hilarious?
She couldn't even put on a whole shirt.
Nope.
She's wearing like a half shirt.
Yeah, well, she's Britney Spears. I don't think she owns any shirts that don't expose the midriff. But whatever happened to this Jason? Remember though, like when the story first broke. If you remember this, Esmeralda, when the story first broke and the guy's name was Jason Alexander, everybody thought she married George Costanza.
Seriously?
Yes. When the story very first broke, and people were like, "Oh my God, she married George Costanza," and then you found out it was just this dork that she knew from her small town, her hometown, and he just happened to have the name Jason Alexander. Can you imagine Jason Alexander opening up the newspaper and going, what? All right, so now I've heard of this place before. I'm sure you have, Esmeralda, as well. People getting, you know, in Vegas, you know, your little quickie drive-through marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Elvis impersonator. I think there's an Elvis impersonator at every chapel in Vegas.
Right. I bet you someone's rated them all.
Rated all the Elvis impersonators?
Yeah,
or the
like
chapel?
Who's the better one? Like, who's the better marrying Elvis?
Who's the better official?
Yeah.
Elvis official?
I mean, there's got to be.
Yeah.
People have to review everything nowadays.
That's true. All right, so that one we've heard of. Now, how about this one? The Robert L. Adams Mortuary Drive-Thru in Compton, California. Established in 1974, the Robert L. Adams Mortuary Drive-Thru in Compton, California aims to, quote, bring the business of death and convenience of the living together. The funeral home offers drive-through viewings of the recently deceased behind bulletproof glass. You can come by after work. You don't need to deal with parking. You can sign the book outside, and the family knows that you've paid your respects. It's a convenience thing, says Patty Scott Adams, who is the owner.
How busy are you?
Yeah.
That you can't pop in real quick.
And just say, hey, my condolences and respect.
And bye.
Yeah. But if you don't want to get out of the car, you know, it is L.A. So you might not want to get out of the car. Since 1974, that's amazing. Could you imagine just driving up to see a dead guy in the window? That's terrible.
What do they got, him propped up, or what's the deal?
I think as you drive by, he's like, I don't think it's propped up. My guess is that, you know, like there's a coffin right behind this bulletproof glass with the lid open, and you can just drive by.
Right, but how do you see, because, you know, a lot of car. I mean, unless you're in like an SUV, and you're high up.
Yeah.
How do you see? Because usually when you drive-thrus, your window is a little lower than the drive-thru window.
Yeah, well, maybe they adjusted for that, just so you could see the body better.
So weird.
It's very weird. How about this? Smart Mart in Memphis, Tennessee. Smart Mart. Smart Mart is a gas station and automated drive-through convenience store in Memphis, Tennessee. Customers drive up to one of the store's four ATM-like touchscreen display kiosks to select the items they'd like to buy. Once purchased, a series of conveyor belts and computer-operated dispensers go to work to search and assemble your order as it spits out your items underneath the kiosk itself.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is pretty
cool. So he's like a machine?
Yeah, it's like an ATM thing. You go up, punch in the, you know, go. I guess what you do is go through like menu boards or something. And, you know, oh, I want toothpaste. I want a bag of Doritos. I want this. I want that. You know, a six pack of Coke, you know, and then put the order in. And then the little machine goes and gets it and spits out the items underneath the kiosk.
Oh, is it like a claw?
Well, you got to operate one of those giant claws from Toy Story.
Oh, I was thinking the claw would grab everything for you. Not that you're trying to
maneuver it.
Right.
Yeah.
Although that would be good. That'd be a good money grab for them.
Sure.
Because could you imagine you try to get a bag of chips and it costs you $5?
Right.
Because you're not very good at it.
Yeah, a series of conveyor belts and computer-operated dispensers go to work to search and assemble your order, and then it spits out your items underneath the kiosk. I guess, does it spit them out one at a time? No bags? So let's say you're getting like seven or eight items. It just spits them out at you? You just throw them all in your car? Loose? So that's in Memphis. So, see, that one sounds pretty cool. I would like to see how that works. Every time I think about that claw machine,
mm-hmm.
I think of Toy Story. Oh, you've been chosen. I just think it's the greatest thing ever. The little alien dudes, they think the claw has chosen them for the afterlife. That's still one of my favorite things in that movie. So, anyway. All right, we got more unusual drive-through services and drive-through businesses here that we're going to talk about. Some very strange ones. I still think that the funeral parlor place is just weird. Just weird. Drive up, take a look at the body, drive away. Jeez.
When you sign the book.
Yeah, at least you sign the book. Oh, yeah. They did show up. And that's the only option, I guess, right? Like, you can't go into the place. So it would be the family that chooses, right? The family would choose this as an option?
You could go in. I could see the window would then also, where the casket is, you would be...
You'd be able to see the people inside who are there for whatever, the service or...
Right. So the people inside could see the body and people outside
and
as well.
The people inside can see the jerks driving by in their cars.
Yeah, then people would stand there and be like, why can't you come in?
Yeah, why don't you just come in? Don't you really feel guilty for doing this?
I'm really busy.
Yeah. All right, we got a break here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. You want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and my buddy and yours, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And you can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us now. All right, we're talking about unusual drive-through businesses and unusual drive-through services. I've got a few more here, and Jim is on the line. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Nick.
Morning.
On the road on Interstate 43 from Milwaukee to Elkhorn, the county seat of Walworth County, where Paul Ryan told Trump to go home during the election campaign.
Yeah.
Home of the Pizza Ranch drive-through pizza window.
It's a pizza. Did you say ranch?
Pizza Ranch.
And it's a drive-through. Do you get, what do you do? Just order a pizza and then pick it up at the drive-through?
Yeah, they have a restaurant too, but everything's cowboy themed. You can get the Bronco Buster and the Big Spur and the Stampede and the Roundup pizza. Only one I've ever seen going around the country.
Well, there it is, the Pizza Ranch.
The most exciting thing since South Holland debuted the nation's first Fannie Mae drive-thru in 1988.
Wow, first Fannie Mae drive-thru.
South Holland, the last dry supper left in Chicago, according to Rogers' 4 o'clock newscast.
There you go. All right, Jim, thanks, man.
Take care, buddy.
Take care. See ya. Pizza Ranch.
Doesn't sound bad.
No.
Do you get ranch dressing with all the pizza?
That's a sin.
I never did that until I met my in-laws, and now I can't stop.
You put ranch on your, you put ranch dressing on your pizza?
I don't put it on the pizza, but I dip it in.
You dip it into the... Yeah, you know, they have, you know, Sarpino's, the pizza joint that you can order from?
Mm-hmm.
They offer dipping sauces that you can have on the side. I don't understand that.
Papa John's does that.
Papa John's, yeah, I know.
You got, like, the butter garlic?
That's the butter garlic thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No, thank you. All right, how about this? The Christian Life Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. If you're driving down West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale and have a sudden need to find solace and meaning in life, pull into the Christian Life Center's Divine Drive-Thru. Every Friday, the church's prayer team joins motorists behind the wheel in a prayer to God. We want to be able to minister to our community here in Broward County, says Pastor Saul Levy. And what better way than to be able to catch people driving home from work? So if you need to pray and need a little spiritual help, boom, drive right through. Then go to the Pizza Ranch. The Kokian Law Firm in Manchester, Connecticut, the offices of the Kokian Law Firm's Manchester, Connecticut branch, used to be a location of Kenny Rogers' Roadster fast food restaurant. Instead of remodeling the building, the firm's lawyers decided to keep the drive-through window and use it to offer clients convenient law services. We represent a lot of injured people, and if you have somebody who's in a wheelchair or somebody who's hurt, it's convenient. See, they should have. You're right, Esmeralda. They should have kept that service open for the payday loans.
Yeah, see?
How about the Simcoe Drive-Thru Art Gallery in Simcoe, Ontario? The downtown Simcoe Drive-Thru Art Gallery is an annual community art show in the heart of a small town in Ontario. People can simply drive down Peel Street to view murals, banners, and paintings created by fellow townspeople. Each piece is placed along the town street and free to view. Well, that's cool. That's pretty cool. It's not really a drive-through, right? It's kind of a neighborhood.
You drive through.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, you know, like when I think drive-through, I think, you know, the very specific building that you go for the drive-through. I think of the payday loans buildings. Kenny Rogers Roasters. How do you not think of Jerry, I did not think of Seinfeld when you hear the Kenny Rogers roaster. One of the greatest episodes ever. You remember that episode, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Where they switch apartments and Jerry kind of becomes Kramer and Kramer becomes Jerry. And then he gets hooked, and then Kramer gets hooked on the Kenny Rogers chicken. That's a great episode. All right, how about this? Farm stores in various locations in Florida. In 1957, Farm Stores has been an all-in-one grocery store, bakery, and restaurant serving fresh fruits, vegetables, and milk to their customers. With dozens of locations throughout the state of Florida, Farm Stores is an easy way to go shopping. Just pull into one of the two drive-through lanes and tell the attendant what you want. They'll fill your order all without leaving your car. That's pretty cool.
So now, is someone putting it in the trunk of your car? Because what if you order a lot?
I don't know.
And it just it all doesn't fit in the front seat.
Here's another question. Let me ask you this, Esmeralda. Don't you want to pick out your own produce?
Yeah, that's too trusting.
Yeah. I don't know about that. That's why, you know, I used to do the Peapod or the web van. It was a web van, right? That was all. Well, Peapod still does that, right? But I would never do it for produce. Because I you know, if I'm going to buy produce, I want to be able to pick it out myself. You know?
That makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Or meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Meat as well. Yeah. But like. But I mean, it's farm store. It's called Farm Stores, so I would imagine that the produce is good. If we're going to put the name farm, well, no, that's true. You put farm in anything.
But what if you want, you know, a smaller onion?
Right.
Do you have to really specify, or do they just don't care?
Yeah.
They're just like, whatever. We're giving you what we're giving
you.
We're
going to give you a giant onion. So, and can you get very specific too? Can you go? I want a red onion.
Well, yeah.
Want scallions?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're not just like, we just got one kind of onion.
Or you just say onion, and it's like, whatever we grab, man, that's what you get.
They stick their hand in a dark box.
That's just filled with five different types of onions. Vidalia today. Here you go.
Yeah, because I went to a market once, and I was looking for beets, and all they had were giant beets. Like the size of my head, giant beets.
Oh, really? Like you couldn't get a smaller?
No.
Beets are pretty big, though. I mean, normally,
yeah, but these
right?
things were enormous.
Yeah.
So what if you just like, I would like some beets, and then they give you three
enormous
beets. They give
you 50-pound beets. Boy, that's going to really red up your kitchen. You got a beet that big. You're going to have to wash your hands for the next 6 months.
This looks like a crime scene.
It does, absolutely. That's what it looks like, even if you have a regular sized beet.
Yeah, a vegetable.
It looks
crime
like you've
scene.
It looks like you've killed five people whenever you make beets. You got to wear gloves too, man. When you're cutting up beets or something, or you know, or peeling them, you gotta wear gloves.
Nah, you just gotta deal with red fingertips.
Oh man. All right, how about the drive-through voting booths in Martinez, California? Oh, sure, that's safe. In Martinez, California, a Contra Costa County clerk of elections department set up a drive-through voting booth so citizens could simply drop off their ballots instead of finding a parking space, walking into the building and waiting in line to vote. That's pretty cool. We have a lot of foot traffic that traditionally comes into the office, clogs the parking lot, clogs other businesses going to the office. So they changed that. So you just drop your ballot and then drive through. Boom, done.
Ooh, is it like a bank tube?
It's like,
just, I miss those. I always thought those were so cool.
They don't have them anymore?
I mean, they probably do, but I don't go to the bank.
I don't
have a car. What am I doing?
No, I know.
I'm just gonna walk
I, just say,
up
I know.
To the
I think
thing.
my bank does the branch near my apartment. I don't drive either. But I do go to the bank every once in a while. But yeah, I think they got the tube system going.
Mine does.
Yeah, but I don't get to use it, so it's useless.
So you're just upset.
Might as well be.
Well, why don't you just like somebody who has a car and
I'll
who has to
Uber
go
to, the bank.
Go to their go no go with them to the bank and you can operate it. Like, hey, can I put the check into the tube? And I miss this experience, and I'm going to live vicariously through your car and bank. All right. Okay, we got a break. We got the news coming up next, and we'll finish off the drive-through stuff, and then we'll get into some jokes that only smart people will get. All right. And the news is coming up. Good morning, everybody. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. It's Monday morning. That means my dad will be calling in to tell a jokey time. And, yeah, we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has your opening bell at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're talking about unusual drive-through businesses and drive-through services. I would imagine, Dan, of all the ones that we've talked about, the funeral parlor has got to be the weirdest.
It certainly seems to be, and people are letting us know via text that there actually is one on the south side of Chicago called Gatling's at 101 South Halsted. 773 said actually good for cold, snowy, or rainy days.
For the drive-through funeral?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know that there was one in the Chicago area. Where is it again?
101 South Halsted.
All right. I'm sorry, but that person's dead. Just go inside. How cold can it really be?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't use it. I mean,
I would be mad.
Well, you'd be dead.
Yeah, but I would. My ghost would be floating around.
Oh, your ghost would
and
be.
I'm like, I'm going to haunt you guys now because you didn't come in. I'm dead. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How about this? Westerville Public Library in Westerville, Ohio. The Westerville Public Library has been an institution in Westerville, Ohio, since it first opened in 1930. To make things easier for their patrons, the Westerville Public Library opened a drive-through window in 1999. Now the people of Westerville can reserve items online, pick them up without leaving their cars.
See, now that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I like that.
Yeah. And then the last one here is Sayre Woods Bible Church in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Every Christmas, members of Sayre Woods Bible Church in Old Bridge, New Jersey, put on a drive-through The Christmas Story, a live-action recreation of the birth of Jesus Christ told through 10 vignettes. Drivers are given a CD that includes holiday music and narration, which they can play as they drive through the elaborate nativity scene. It's free to the public, and it runs through the majority of the holiday season. A drive-through The Christmas Story is an outdoor display of 10 life-size Bible scenes depicting the events concerning the birth of the Savior. Roxanne Torello, the creator of the drive-through, told USA Today, "What you'll see are live characters in New Testament wardrobe, live animals, special backdrops, and open buildings that will house the characters with special props and lighting, and you will hear holiday music and related scripture verses to the story as you go on the guided tour within the convenience of your own car." That sounds cool.
That does sound cool. You know, it reminds me of those that where you have to drive through. They remind me of like a car wash.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's exciting when you're in the car and the car wash is going. You're like, oh, and you're all looking around.
Doesn't it sound like though? I mean, it sounds like, a theme ride at a it's like, but you're in your car.
Yeah,
so
I wonder
instead
if there's
of
things on the. Where you're driving that just let your car go, like at a car wash.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's
if you're paying
attention, pretty cool.
Like what if someone accelerates?
Oh, yeah.
They get a little excited.
They get a little backed up. Boom! That's pretty cool. I think that's cool, man.
That'd be very neat.
Yeah. That'd be all right.
I'm amazed that hasn't been more people taking that idea and running with it.
I wonder how much the actors get. What do you think?
I think they're volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a church.
If it's a church, yeah. So there you go. I wonder how many cars they can, because, I mean, it's.
Well, they're moving the whole time.
They're moving the whole time, but also, how many CDs? I mean, if you're given a CD.
I wonder, maybe, like, collect it back, because no one wants CDs anymore.
Yeah.
You just have a pile of old CDs that are useless.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. Those are some weird drive-through things. And I still think that they should have the payday loans should be
You should
functional.
Bring it up. You should send them an email.
Who?
And then maybe, I don't know, the payday loan people.
Okay.
And then maybe you'll get a cut of the sales from the drive-thru.
All right.
Because you came up with the idea.
That's right. The only ones that I know that there was one across the street from Waveland Bowl on Western.
I think that's gone.
Is that one gone?
I want to.
Because that was a Checkers, and then it became a payday loan.
No, wait, it might still be there.
It was right across the street from Waveland.
No, I think it's gone now because there's a Potbelly's and a Starbucks combo thing there now.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really. There's a mattress store and one of the revamped Wendy's.
Yeah, it's a fancy.
I used to hang out in that neighborhood, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's a fancy mini mall now.
Okay, so no, you can't get a payday loans.
Well, not at that specific spot.
All right.
There might be a dude hanging around. I don't know.
Hanging around in front of Waveland Bowl going, you need to borrow some money.
You need a payday loan?
You need a payday loan. Oh, man. Waveland Bowl is where I bowled my high score, my highest bowling score ever.
Is there a plaque there?
No, because it's not. It's plaque. You got to get a 300, and you don't even get a plaque if you bowl a 300. But, yeah, I bowled my highest game there.